One of South Africa's largest landlords, Redefine Properties, has kicked off its debt roadshow as it looks to raise capital through the bond market to refinance EPP's debt and fund its future endeavors like its sustainability projects. And joining me with further insight is Redefine CFO Ndobeko Nyawo. Thank you so much for your time, Ndobeko. Now, just walk us through the key things that Redefine is communicating to debt investors right now.
Thank you for having me. I think we are very pleased that as a Redefine, if you go back to last week on Friday, on the 8th of June, we actually firstly issued our sustainable finance framework, which is one of the key things that we're proud to talk about to our debt investors in this cycle. And of course, I think we have been very hard at work in terms of just trying to rebuild and actually put a lot of strength into our balance sheet, which is evidently coming through our key financial metrics, which is our credit metrics. You know, the gearing on the balance sheet is at the right place, and as an important component of our funding profile, listed debt, you know, the debt holders, they're important pool of our funders. So we're coming to chat to them about that. And the exciting, actually, which is our first green bond that we're looking to consider issuing into the market this time around.
All right. So you're talking about the sustainability initiatives, but also one of them, what you're trying to get into is the refinancing of the EPP debt. So you say in your notes that it's a top priority. Just walk us through the dynamics of that picture.
Look, definitely when we restructured EPP, it was with that in mind that one of the key things as part of that restructure is to actually resolve its debt challenge and its funding challenge. We're quite pleased that as part of this, we also, as we indicated when we issued our interim results, that all of that is progressing very well. And then, but this focus from a green point of view is really largely focused on the South African debt.
Yeah. All right. Now, I understand that also you are putting in, I think, 206 million right now into your solar projects. I mean, how much more do you then still need, and how much of that portion then will need to come from the listed debt that you are looking for right now?
So I think our commitment to solar is really already done. That you're talking about the 206.
Yeah.
And the future pipeline of it will actually be used from some of these proceeds as we are able to expand and increase in terms of other properties that we are able to install the solar PV on top of. But just to give you a sense as well, that a large chunk for this green bond issuance that we are doing this time around will really be just to refinance the eligible certified buildings that we have cherry-picked in terms of their quality, in terms of their Green Star rating, which I think it will be a very pleasing development to the market.
And how is appetite looking like from your debt funders, and what are the returns looking like?
So look, I think, of course, you know, we are in very volatile times. You know, there's an inflation risk there, there's interest rate risk. But we are quite pleased that the appetite that we're seeing, there is an improved appetite that is continued to be mirroring and actually which vouches for Redefine's progress in terms of its credit metrics. So we are quite pleased with the appetite we see. And I think on the basis of that, we hopefully this will be a successful launch.
Indeed. Any last words that you have to say to your investors at this point? I understand that the roadshow also continues to tomorrow as well.
Look, we have seen a large chunk of our investors today as a first day, as well as tomorrow, to your point. So we're looking forward to continuing the very exciting conversations around the journey. This is really for us as a business, is a strategic journey that we've undertaken to say we will embed ESG even into our funding and across all the aspects of how we manage and run the business. Thank you.
All right, indeed. Thank you very much for your time and for giving us that detail, Ndobeko. That was the CFO of Redefine Properties, Ndobeko Nyawo.